Back in the day, finding a local business was honestly just this game of pure, like, blunt force. You know, if you
Yeah.
had the biggest, boldest, just most expensive ad in the Yellow Pages, you won.
Right, that's the entire strategy. You just bought the biggest space.
Exactly. And then, well, the internet came along and the rules basically shifted overnight. It became all about having the best website. Like, if you had the shiniest digital storefront with all the right keywords, just, you know, perfectly tucked into the footer, you were golden.
You were the winner. Yeah.
But according to this leaked internal strategy document that we are tearing into today, having a beautifully designed, perfectly optimized website is now, it's just a tiny fraction of the picture because search engines do not blindly trust your website anymore. They are literally checking your references.
Which is such a wild shift when you really think about it.
It really is.
Yeah.
So our mission today for this deep dive is to decode exactly how search engines, Google Maps, and all these emerging AI systems are fundamentally changing the way local businesses are discovered online today.
And this shift that's happening right now, I mean, it's profound because it completely redefines how authority is actually built.
Right.
Because for, what, the last 2 decades, search engines just look at a business's website and effectively took their word for it. You claim you're the most reliable emergency plumber in Chicago on your homepage, and the algorithm essentially said, great, you have the keyword emergency plumber Chicago 12 times, so we'll put you at the top.
You match the formula, so you get the prize.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now that entire paradigm is just collapsing. Algorithms today are using hundreds of scattered, like seemingly completely disconnected signals across the entire internet. We're
Yeah.
dropping news directories, review platforms, and incredibly complex AI
Different
systems.
everywhere.
Right. And they use all of that to determine if a business is actually trustworthy, relevant, and worthy of recommendation. It's like trust has been entirely decentralized.
So, welcome to the deep dive, everyone. We are looking really closely at this internal strategy document from a company called Top 3 SEO Agency, and they're pitching this brand new add-on service to their clients, which they call Local Authority Management.
Trademarked, of course.
Trademark. And to really understand why they are pitching this and honestly why it matters to you, whether you own a business yourself or you just want to find a decent cup of coffee on your phone. We first have to look at what the agency actually calls the current SEO foundation.
Yeah, that baseline is super important to establish.
Because this is what businesses are already paying for, right?
Yeah.
Before this new fancy service even enters the conversation.
Yeah, and the document lays out this foundation in detail, and I have to say, it is a massive list of services.
It really is.
I mean, it includes website optimization and constant technical updates. It includes traditional SEO strategy and, long-form content development. But they also highlight AEO, which stands for Answer Engine Optimization.
Okay, wait, let's pause on AEO for a second, because that is a term a lot of people listening might not be super familiar with.
Yeah, it's relatively new in the grand scheme of things.
Right, so traditional SEO is basically about getting a blue link on a search results page. But AEO, Answer Engine Optimization, it's about structuring the data on your website so that when someone asks Siri or like ChatGPT a direct question, the AI can just effortlessly extract the exact answer from your text.
Right, without the user ever needing to click a link.
Exactly. It's formatting for machines rather than formatting for humans.
That is a crucial distinction. And, on top of SEO and AEO, this foundational baseline also includes service and location-based content,
Yeah.
constantly optimizing the Google business profile, publishing regular posts to that profile, managing social media.
It's exhausting just listing it all out.
It is. And monitoring customer reviews, tracking leads. When you look at that list in its entirety, it represents a massive investment of time and resources for any business.
Huge investment.
But all of these efforts share one very specific underlying limitation, and that is they are strictly about helping search engines understand your expertise, but they are entirely self-contained.
Okay, meaning what exactly?
Meaning it is the business actively broadcasting its own message to the world through properties it directly controls. You control the website, you control the social media.
Got it. It sounds exactly like wearing a perfectly tailored suit to a job interview.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Right, like you pick out the nice fabric, you write this pristine, perfect resume, you practice your confident handshake in the mirror. And it's entirely expected, and you look fantastic sitting there in the lobby.
But looking great in the room will not actually get you the job if your references do not check out when the hiring manager makes a few phone calls behind the scenes.
Exactly, because you are controlling the narrative in the room, but you have literally zero control over that external verification process.
And in the digital landscape today, because the barrier to entry for creating a beautiful website has plummeted to basically zero to enable. I mean, thanks to AI web builders and templates, every single candidate sitting in that lobby is wearing a bespoke suit.
Right. Everyone looks like $1 million.
Exactly. The suit is no longer a differentiator.
Which brings up a really important question that I have to ask just looking at this pitch document. Is this agency implying that traditional SEO, you know, the tailored suit, is totally dead? Like, are they telling their clients to just stop worrying about their websites and just focus on this new external stuff?
No, not at all. And the text makes it very clear that the foundation is absolutely critical. The agency explicitly states this is not a replacement service.
Okay, so you still need the suit.
You still need the suit to even get in the building. I mean, if your website is broken or unreadable, the search engine will not even bother calling your references. They'll just move on.
That makes sense.
But the core argument of this pitch is that because the foundational elements are now basically table stakes, the interviewers, which in this case are Google's algorithms and various AI platforms, they are leaning heavily into external verification.
To basically break the tie.
Yes. To break the tie between you and the 20 other businesses in your area doing the exact same foundational work.
Okay, so we move from the digital storefront, which you control with an iron fist, to this wild west of external references scattered across the entire internet.
The invisible web, essentially.
Right, and the agency refers to this as expanding beyond your website, but I actually like to think of it as like a digital spider web, or even better, a digital credit score.
Ooh, a credit score is the perfect framework for this, actually.
Think about it. When you walk into a bank for a mortgage, the loan officer doesn't just look at your nice suit and ask you if you're good for the money.
They'd be a pretty bad bank if they did.
Right. They pull data from 50 different credit cards,
yeah,
auto loans, utility billing systems, all this background stuff. And if there is a discrepancy, say, like a mispayment reported by one obscure utility company in a state you lived in 5 years ago, your overall score drops.
And you don't get the loan.
Exactly. And the AI is doing the exact same thing to local businesses now, but with digital trust instead of financial history.
And the document actually breaks down the core focus of this new service into four main categories, or they call them pillars, that are essentially acting as the reporting agencies for this digital credit score.
Okay, let's walk through those pillars. What's the first one?
So the first pillar is what they call business authority.
Yeah.
But to really understand how this works, we need to define what the algorithm is actually looking for, which the document identifies as citation accuracy.
Citation accuracy. Now, to the average person, a citation sounds like, I don't know, a traffic ticket or a footnote in a college paper.
Right. But in local search terminology, a citation is simply any instance where your business's name, address, and phone number, which is often called the NAP, appear together anywhere online.
Oh, NAP. Name, address, phone. So we are not just talking about your homepage here.
No, not at all.
We're talking about Yelp, the Better Business Bureau, Foursquare, Apple Maps, and I don't know, some obscure local Chamber of Commerce site from like 2014.
We're literally talking about hundreds of different databases.
Yeah.
And Business Authority asks the question, is that NAP data flawlessly consistent across every single one of them?
Wow, every single one.
Yeah. Do all these disparate platforms recognize your exact business, your exact location, and your specific services without any contradictions?
And if they don't, that is a massive ding on your digital credit score.
Exactly. Which leads us to the second pillar they outline, which is local visibility. And this gets highly specific to geography.
Okay, how so?
Well, this is not about ranking nationally for a broad term. This is about how you appear and a Google Maps search compared to competitors who might literally be three blocks down the street.
Oh, wow. So it's hyperlocal.
Hyperlocal. Mm. It evaluates whether you are dominating your immediate service area or if there are like geographic blind spots where a competitor is quietly siphoning off your foot traffic because their map pin is just slightly more authoritative.
That is wild. And that naturally seeds into the third pillar, right?
Yes. The third pillar is trust signals. And this moves beyond just having consistent data, like the NAP stuff, and looks at the actual human reputation attached to that data.
So reviews.
Mostly reviews, yeah. And asks, are you generating new reviews consistently? Are those reviews being monitored? Are you responding to them?
Right, because a lot of people just let them sit there.
Exactly. And the AI is asking, are past customers feeding the algorithm positive signals that actually validate the claims you make on your shiny website?
So it's not just about having a 5-star rating from 3 years ago and calling it a day.
No, it evaluates the momentum of your reputation. A static rating from years ago doesn't prove to an AI that you are active and trusted today.
Wow. Okay, so now we arrive at the fourth pillar. And honestly, looking at the document, this is the one that just completely shifts the paradigm for me. The fourth pillar is AI search readiness.
Yeah, this is the big one.
But wait, AI search readiness? Are we just talking about formatting a blog post for ChatGPT again, like we discussed with the AEO Foundation stuff? Or is this something fundamentally different?
Oh, it is fundamentally different. The foundational AEO we talked about earlier, that's structuring the text on your own website. But this AI search readiness pillar in the new service, it's about the entire scattered ecosystem.
Okay, break that down for me.
So the document is basically asking, can AI platforms clearly understand your business by synthesizing all these external signals?
I see.
Are your digital signals strong enough across the entire internet to support future search technology? Because AI does not read a website the way a human being does.
Right, it doesn't have eyes. It's not looking at the nice font you picked out.
Exactly. It ingests massive amounts of raw data from across the web. It attempts to resolve all those entities together into a single cohesive concept, and then it assigns what's known as a data confidence score to its findings.
A data confidence score. Okay, I love that. Let's use the spider web analogy here to visualize this, because it really is the entire key to this document.
Let's do it.
Imagine this massive spider web representing the internet. And an AI assistant is trying to recommend a local roofer to someone. So it pulls the data. The roofer's beautifully tailored website says they are located on Main Street and their phone number ends in 1234. That's the center of the web.
Looking good so far.
Right. But then the AI vibrates the outer edges of the web. It pulls a citation from an old Yellow Pages directory online, and it says the business is on Elm Street.
Uh-oh.
Then it checks a local business association database, and the phone number ends in 1235. The web is just sending back all these mismatched vibrations.
And see, to a human, those are obvious typos. A human would just call both numbers or assume, hey, the business probably moved recently.
But the AI does not have human intuition at all.
Not even a little bit. It runs on rigid data confidence. The moment it detects those discrepancies, its confidence score in that business plummets.
It just drops off a cliff.
Yeah. The AI basically thinks, I cannot guarantee this business actually exists at this location or that this phone number will even work. And because the AI's entire value proposition to the user is providing accurate answers, it will absolutely not risk its own reputation by recommending a business with a low data confidence score.
It immediately drops that roofer down the rankings.
Yep, and it recommends the competitor down the street whose digital spider web is completely flawless and spotless. Mm-hmm. It is entirely about mitigating data contradictions.
It's ruthless.
It is. If an AI platform cannot clearly connect your services, your locations, and your expertise without encountering friction, your AI search readiness is broken. You simply will not be the recommended answer, and it does not matter how much you spent on your website's design.
So if I am a business owner listening to this right now, and my digital credit score is just quietly tanking in the background because of some typo on a municipal website I haven't even thought about since 2015, how do I practically fix that?
It's a daunting thought.
It is. I mean, I cannot spend my entire life tracking down customer service reps at obscure online directories begging them to fix my zip code. So what is this top three SEO agency actually offering to do to manage this?
Right. So according to the pitch document, the local authority management program includes a very specific suite of tangible deliverables.
What are they?
They state they will monitor and improve local search visibility, track Google Maps, ranking trends, monitor competitor activity, audit your online directory presence, and actively ensure citation accuracy and consistency.
Okay, that's a lot of monitoring.
They also list managing business information across platforms, managing reputation and review signals, and identifying new local search opportunities.
Okay, I want to stop right there. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of a highly skeptical business owner reading this pitch.
Always a good idea.
Let's look really closely at the specific verbs used in this deliverables list. Monitoring trends. Monitoring competitor activity, providing enhanced visibility reporting.
I see where you're going with this.
I have to ask, for $129 a month, is a business actually buying proactive improvements, or is this agency just selling a very detailed automated report card that tells the owner they're losing to the guy down the street.
That is the exact critical lens we need to apply to strategy documents like this, because it is incredibly easy for agencies to package automated software reports as a premium managed service.
Right. Just slap a logo on a PDF and charge a monthly fee.
Exactly. But if we look closely at the text, yes, they do use the word monitor frequently, but the mechanism behind how agencies actually execute a service like this goes way beyond passive observation.
Okay, how so?
When the document says they will manage business information across platforms, they are typically utilizing what are called API aggregators.
API aggregators. Okay, explain how those work in this context for us.
So instead of a human being manually logging into 300 different directories to fix a phone number, which would take weeks, the agency feeds the perfectly accurate, standardized NAP data into a central software hub.
Okay, I'm following.
That hub is directly plugged into the major data providers that feed the rest of the internet's directories. So the agency uses this software to essentially lock down the business's data, forcibly syndicating the correct information out to the edges of the web, and instantly overwriting all the incorrect citations.
Oh, wow. So they are actively suppressing the bad data that causes the AI to lose confidence.
Exactly.
It's less like getting a report card and more like hiring a digital credit repair agency to constantly dispute false claims on your record in real time.
That active suppression and syndication is what bridges the gap between simply monitoring a problem and actually fixing it. And the stated goal at the very end of the document really clarifies this value proposition.
What do they say?
They write, "Our goal remains the same. Help more customers find your business, trust your reputation, and choose you over your competitors. The reporting they provide each month, that's really just the proof of work for the client. The ongoing management and locking down of that invisible web of data, that is the actual utility being delivered."
That makes total sense. And honestly, we should talk about the psychology of the pricing here because I find it fascinating.
Oh, it's very deliberate.
Right. The document positions this entire service as a $129 per month add-on to the existing SEO foundation. Why not charge $500? Why not $1,000 if it's this important?
Because top three SEO agency is framing this not as some disruptive, expensive overhaul of a marketing budget, but as a mandatory evolutionary step.
A natural progression.
Exactly. They explicitly define the winners of local search as businesses that AI identifies with five specific traits: legitimate, trusted, relevant, established, and recommended by customers. By pricing it at just $129 a month, it feels like an insurance policy for the heavy investment the client is already making in their website and foundational SEO.
Right. You already bought the expensive tailored suits. So what is another $129 to make absolutely sure the hiring manager gets a glowing reference when they call?
Exactly. It's peace of mind.
So what does this all actually mean for you listening right now? If we zoom all the way out and look at the trajectory outlined in this internal strategy document, we can extract one massive, undeniable lesson. And that is, the era where the best website wins is definitively over.
It's completely over. It is a relic of a simpler internet. Winning in local search today, and especially tomorrow, requires a perfectly consistent, highly trusted digital footprint scattered across the entire internet. It requires an invisible architecture of trust that search engines and AI can easily and automatically verify without ever even needing to look at your homepage.
So whether you run a small local business, or you work in digital marketing, or you are simply a consumer trying to figure out why your phone always seems to recommend that one specific coffee shop while completely ignoring the one right across the street, it all comes down to this invisible web.
It's never an accident.
No, it's not an accident that certain businesses absolutely dominate your map results. They are dominating because their trust signals are perfectly aligned, their citations are locked down tight, and the AI algorithm feels completely confident in recommending them.
It is the unseen infrastructure of modern commerce.
It really is.
If your external signals are fractured or contradictory, you simply cease to exist in the eyes of the AI, regardless of how great your actual products or services might be in real life.
Which leaves us with a pretty wild thought to chew on as we wrap up this deep dive.
Let's hear it.
Well, we have moved from a world where we, you know, let our fingers do the walking in a giant yellow book to a world where we carefully browsed, meticulously crafted local websites to make our decisions.
Right.
But as AI search readiness becomes the ultimate gold standard, and as AI gets exponentially better at synthesizing all these background trust signals on its own, will human beings in the near future ever actually need to visit a local business's website again?
Oh, that's a fascinating question. Because if the AI has already verified their legitimacy, read all their reviews, checked their operating hours against three different databases, and determined they are the most trusted option in a 5-mile radius, the website itself kind of becomes completely redundant to the end user.
Right. Think about that the next time you ask your phone for the best pizza place near you. You aren't going to look at their homepage to see if their web designer used a nice font. The AI is just going to digest the invisible web of authority data and simply tell you exactly where to drive.
The digital storefront might just become a relic.
Exactly. While the invisible web becomes the only thing that actually matters. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We will see you next time.